Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day, my name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August 17, 1960, the country was informed that there was a shortage of magistrates in the local court system. It was the Barbados advocate that ran the story, explaining that several courts in the island had no regular magistrate assigned to them. The problem was so serious that the usually quite busy District A had no magistrate on duty in one of its courts for 3 weeks. The lack of a judicial officer there, of course, meant that the court was unavailable for business, causing considerable inconvenience to many persons that had been summoned there only to be met with closed doors. This meant that people attending the court sat around the premises waiting for cases to be heard. According to the newspaper, on one occasion, one of the affected citizens was a woman who was forced to wait at the court facility for some time just to secure a magistrate's signature on an executive order so that she could get financial support from her child's father. The districts B, C, D, E, and F courts in St. George, St. Philip, St. Thomas, St. Peter, and St. Joseph, respectively, were operating at the time with acting magistrates, specifically 4 retired magistrates and 1 retired chief clerk. The chaotic situation that arose from this state of affairs prompted the members of the island's legal fraternity to advocate for some inquiry to be carried out into the conditions of service of the magistracy, perhaps as a way of determining a reason for the shortfall in manpower on the bench. The situation also elicited comments from legal luminary Theodore Brancker, who was at the time head of the Outer Bar. In providing some insight as to what prevailed in the legal system at that time, Mr. Brancker asserted that the reason for the lack of magistrates in the system could be attributed to inadequate salaries and insufficient opportunities for promotion to the High Court. Brancker indicated that the young barristers at the time had little interest in applying for magisterial posts because they realized that chances of promotion to the High Court had become remote, especially since the preference for appointment to the bench was for legal practitioners possessing at least 10 years' experience. Furthermore, quote, the young professional man, unquote, as he described them, were not attracted to the salaries on offer for the position. Therefore, he recommended that the remuneration of the magistracy could be made more attractive by allowing new entrants to start at the top of the salary scale rather than having to work their way there over time.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.